The Hidden Node, Dog Days of Podcasting, 2013. What is it, day 4? Okay. So, what am I thinking about today? Well, I'm thinking a little bit about what I talked about yesterday. I did my introductory yesterday, and I'm thinking a little bit about that novel from last year. I'm thinking a little bit about the story concepts I have in my head right now, the kind of brainstorm I had earlier about a revision of a world I've been toying with for a while. And I'm thinking in general about my writing projects right now and where they are and what I'm doing with them. To be exact, I pretty much have none on the burner. I have a few that are kind of in a, hey, look at me, you should probably do something with me stage. But I don't have anything that I'm actually engrossed in doing right now. I had plans to have a novel written, edited, and ready to go before October 21st of this year. But that's not happening. At least I don't think so. Not with where I am right now. The reason 21st is important to me is because that's the day I turn 30, and I had really tried to press in my head that you're going to have a novel out there and for sale, and people are going to be able to see it by the time you turn 30. It's not. But it's not going to happen. But I'm okay with that. It's an arbitrary kind of measuring stick anyway. I'm not okay with, like I said yesterday, the fact that I'm not regularly producing content of fiction, even though I feel like I should. I'm actually taking a break right now to do this recording from being on my usual nightly Skype call with my internet buds, and stepping away for the evening from the gaming we normally do. I know I talked about this last year, and the year before that, I mean, not the Dog Days, but just in blogging in general, and probably the year before that, you know, pretty much going back into when I first started blogging back Live Journal days in 2000, 2001 or so. Hell, probably a little bit in GeoCities days. Just talking about basically my sense of the easy fun, the easy victory, the easy excitement, the easy accomplishment, the easy capabilities that gaming provide and writing doesn't do as much. Oddly enough, the satisfaction I get from completing a writing project is far greater than the pleasure I ever get from gaming. But it's not as easy. It doesn't come as quickly as I wish it did. And I know there's no real way of changing that. That's kind of how writing is with me. It's fun concept stage, it's fun introductory stage to characters, to the place, to the setting. And then it kind of dredges into the minutiae of the story, the plot cores, the, you know, pieces of the puzzle that make whatever the big mystery or adventure or quest is. And then at the end, we get excited with the, you know, the rising action, the final scene, the ultimate battle or the ultimate, you know, challenge or whatever, and it's all exciting, and then that's done and the book is done or the short story is done, and you see euphoria and bliss, and, you know, for a couple of weeks I'm just like, what the fuck have I done? It's beautiful, it's awesome. And I don't use that time to create more when I should be. I go back to the minutiae of gaming. Go back to the easy victories, the easy funds, the easy companionship, and stagnate. And there's a reason that novel from last year didn't go anywhere. I mean, I had intentionally put off editing it for a month to give it some time aside and then come back to it. And when I came back to it, I kind of put it off more. Until finally, several months had passed, and it wasn't really until February of this year that I tried to take another crack at it. I reread through the novel, which I think is okay. And I got it in my head that I needed to rewrite it, that I could do better. And I think I could, only I've already told that story. And when I tried to rewrite it, it was coming out wrong. Nothing I did was right. It was better, I felt. The setting, the lore, the characters, they were all better than what I had originally done. But it felt like, I don't know, it just didn't feel right. It felt like window dressing. That, yeah, it was making for a better story, but it didn't feel as necessary. Only now, whenever I go back to the story, I see the better writing that I've done, and I don't like what I've written before. Even though I think it's good, I don't like it anymore. And so it sits in a virtual trunk, not going anywhere. And I don't know, I don't actively think about that when I'm trying to start a new project, but I guess it's in the back of my head somewhere. Whether I'm starting a new short story or trying to work on a novel. So, where am I going? I feel like I've lost the original thread of this topic. I guess, kind of going with why I'm not writing right now, even though I should be. The distractions, the kind of disappointment in myself for not fulfilling where that novel should be. And see, what's weird about things is that I haven't taken the time to finish other projects since I failed finishing that one. Right now, actually literally sitting next to me is a printout of it. I actually have a nice short story from the end of June. Two for You was the name of it. It's a nice little short piece. Shared it with a few readers, waiting for a few people to kind of get back to me just for double-checking something, but I kind of feel like I did a pretty good job editing it. And I'm just sitting on it right here. I haven't done the, like, literally two or three lines of editing I need to do to get the story pretty much perfect where I think it needs to be. I'm just sitting on it. I don't know why. You know, there's nothing stopping me from converting this to an EPUB or something, and or whatever the Kindle format is. Finding a cover, I'm not sure where, but I'm sure I could. And then putting it up on Amazon for sale for, like, I don't know, 99 cents or something. It's a short story. It's not bad. It's like, what is it, 10,000 words? I think so, like 10 or 12. And I don't know why I don't do that. I honestly don't know why I don't just finish this and take care of it. I should. It's a nice story. I like the characters. I've gotten really good feedback from, well, not just friends, but from some of my friends who are actually really good critics who, you know, they won't butter me up saying with praise for a story. Like, they'll tell me exactly what they think is wrong, if they think my character's weak sauce, or if they think I have something solid. And, you know, this is one of the stories that I pretty much have across the board. This is solid. So. Yeah, I know. I'm sitting at the computer right now. I could finish up this post, or finish up this episode, get it posted, and then do those changes. And I'm going to. Because if I don't, I have a feeling I'm a number of you that do talk to, those of you doing the dog days, and I think a few people who are just listening, I know a number of you know my Twitter handle and email and talk to me on Skype, and I know I'm probably going to get chastised for not. So, I guess in this way, the podcast is serving its primary purpose. My primary purpose isn't the sharing stuff about me. That's secondary. The primary purpose is that when I do share stuff about me, I'm accountable because it's out there and you guys know what's going on. And you now know I have a short story that I'm very close to finishing that I can just get out there if I get off my ass, well, get on my ass, butt in chair, and finish the edits and find out what I need to do to post. Alright. No more fucking off. I'm gonna take care of it. So, I'll see you guys tomorrow, and I guess I'll let you know where I am with that story. So, bye-bye.